Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Last night, Knicks-Pacers, good game. The Pacers continue to basically just say they're getting hosed by the refs. They filed like a significant
70-something calls they didn't really look at. Now, I will have to go along with their coach a little bit. It was a lot of BS that was being called on them that was not being called on the Knicks. They're getting hosed.
Yeah.
Because they want to have, listen.
Boston, New York.
They were talking with the Junkies this morning, David Aldridge, about, you know, having a two big market teams, Boston and New York. That's what the NBA wants. They want that back. You know, you're going from the Garden to Boston, back and forth in a playoff. That's what they want. And when you look at some, I've said it all the time, they can say what they want. But if you want to have credibility, allow those damn referees to be questioned. Allow them to answer or explain why they did some stuff. They basically cover everything up from them. They don't let them talk to people. They rush them on out.
And they do that in all sports, though.
All sports need to do it. If you want to eliminate a lot of what people think, let those guys making the calls call stuff.
I do, because Jeff was early on this, and I want to give him credit. Jeff has been a Halliburton guy for a long time. He balled out last night at 34 points.
He can shoot.
But his plus minus is weird.
He don't play defense.
Reminds me of a little bit. Remember Sean Marion when he was really good on those Suns teams? Halliburton kind of shoots like he shot. But, dude, I mean, the Pacers get up and down the court. They just don't defend. And I think
that's the problem.
Your boy Halliburton doesn't really defend, Jeff.
That's the problem with the NBA.
Defend your guy.
They got guys that will score 34 and give up 36. And they still, like dumbass Austin Rivers, get to sit up here and talk as if they're so. No, dude, if you score 34 and the guy you're checking scores 36, that's a net loss. Okay?
Like, compare the. How about I'm going to just give you the two stat lines. Tyrese Halliburton scored 34 points. He was 7 for 11 from three.
All right.
Pretty damn impressive. Finished with 9 assists and 6 boards. Okay. 3 steals.
He balled.
Plus minus of minus 17. Jalen Brunson last night. 29 points. 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 3 steals. Finished with a plus 26.
There you go. See,
and maybe the plus minus is overly simple. I don't know.
May be overly simple, but I think what they're saying is when you were around, that dude was cooking you. Everybody you check cooked you. And if you're scoring 30-something and you're giving up 40-something as a whole and not really helping your team win, right?
To me, though, the most impressive stat line from last night, Josh Hart went 19-15 and had 7 assists. He is everywhere on the glass.
Bruh. They are a great recruiting tool for their university. All those dudes.
Sure. DiVincenzo last night went 28, 6-12 from 3.
You basically look at it, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, I go to school there. That coach is a coach.
Well, that coach has retired.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, at some level of it's still going.
No, hasn't Nova missed the tournament the last 2 years?
Yeah, but you got it. Once you lose a great one, you got to build
it's a brand name for sure.
Yeah, you got to build the fundamental stuff up there. But
I think the guy they went to after Jay Wright just might not be the guy, and they'll probably give him one more year.
Yeah, but... give him a little shot, but you know what? Eventually you go back and you try to get a little bit of what Jay was doing.
Sure. So, Knicks are now up 2-0. Indy can't stop whining to the refs, which I understand because everything is going New York's way. Do you think this is going to be a series? The next game is tomorrow night?
It's depending on what happens in that next game. If Brunson...
I think there's a chance the Pacers kick their
ass. If Brunson can't go and the referees... This is why...
But he came back in last night.
I know, but still, when they asked him the question last night, he said he's going to try to go. This is what troubles me about the NBA. When someone complains to the refs, the next game they call it the complete opposite way. And if you're not trying to do something, it ain't that damn easy to just switch it up. You know what I'm saying? So if they go out there and they call a one-sided game for Indiana against New York, then it's a series. If they call it how they've been calling it or call it relatively fair, it's not a series. It's over.
All right. If the Knicks win Friday, that's just over 3-0. The Brunson thing will be something certainly to watch. Celtics, Cavs, they play tonight at 7 o'clock. That is not going to be a series.
No.
Cleveland might get one, but there's not enough there. Tonight, these nights make it easy to watch Below Deck, frankly, because it's Celtics, Cavs at 7, then Thunder, Mavs at 9:30.
Stop trying to find excuses as to why you watch Below Deck.
I watch Below Deck because I like it.
You watching Below Deck, and you better do it.
That's accurate, too. That's all. Although, I have a show tonight. I won't be home till like 9:30.
Yeah, it'll be waiting on you when you walk in.
Maybe I'll watch Thunder, Mavs.
Below Deck, you can watch that on demand, can't you?
Do you think the Mavericks can get one tonight? Because they got throttled the other night. I think we're all sleeping on OKC a little bit.
I think OKC is good.
Yeah.
Real good.
And they are. Dude, I heard this morning on PF, on Part of My Take. Of everyone that scored. So, what was they put up 120 or the Celtics had 120? They put up 117, right? So, in a 117-95 win in the second round of the playoffs over the Dallas Mavericks. How many points do you think were scored for Oklahoma City by a player over the age of 25?
They put 117-92.
Two.
2 points? So all of them under?
Yes. Two out of 117 were scored by a player over the age of 25. Oh, boy, we're not saying 27 or 30. Right.
That means
25.
They're going to be good for a long time then.
And they're
about to make that thing flip.
I mean.
Can they do what KD and Russ them couldn't do?
Yeah. T-Wolves is also tomorrow night. So tomorrow night are the good games. Pacers, Knicks, T-Wolves, Nuggets. Do you think Denver can win after getting just absolute boat race? Can Denver win in Minnesota now?
I think they should not be able to because they seem completely outmatched and they now a little mentally shocked. But I believe that they're gonna make sure they get my opportunity.
This is also kind of bizarre. I didn't realize this. The Timberwolves won game one, 106-99. The Timberwolves won game two, 106-80. They've scored exactly 106 points in the first two games.
I guess if Denver can score over 106, they get a chance to win.
And Jokic just got his third MVP?
Third.
There's going to be a lot of talk about Joker. I'm glad they won a title because having the title kind of gives them some vindication, some validation. Because if this series goes out the way it looks like it's going to, a lot of people with anti-Joker takes are going to feel pretty down.
They can say what they want. It's not all on Joker. Totally. Murray got to play better and stop being a damn mental midget.
He might be hurt, too.
Yeah, but he got to stop that, man. You can't, just because you're not playing well, start to be stupid. That whole team have to understand. Like I look at all sports. When your superstars are not handling business, that's when the supporting cast got to step in and do something. And that falls on who? Coach.
Yeah.
If If the other team has figured out a way to hinder, slow down your two top guys, then now you need to play off of that to try to make sure you can have some success with somebody else.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.